The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Last night saw the first of many women's sacred creativity circles at the Terrace Sportsplex. Amy Bolton, the organizer of the events, has a history of participating in similar things, so when they moved to Terrace, they decided to bring the idea with them. Bolton started by explaining a part of the core purpose of the circle, which goes along with strengthening a community of women to support one another.
Purpose, I guess, here is make sure the children are taken care of, and part of that is when a baby is born, so is a mother, so taking care of the mother and the women and the community, so I guess it kind of all encompasses that.
Talking about one of their experiences, Bolton explained the inspiration for starting this circle.
I've been involved in lots of women's circles and that sort of thing. When I was down on Vancouver Island, I joined the Red Tent Circle, and it was like the most amazing thing I've ever been a part of. And when women sit around in circle, it's really amazing what can happen.
In order to open up and create the sacred circle, Bolton starts with breathing exercises, music, and movement. Bolton described the spiritual aspect of the circle, which also closes with an optional reflection time.
Yeah, it is very similar to meditation. It's kind of like a guided meditation, so I guide everybody through ceremony in the beginning to open the sacred space and create that sacred space and create that circle amongst us all. And there will be time for sharing as well at the end. And yeah, and just depending on, you know, how much people have done with this, it's just, like I say, have an open mind and be open to whatever needs to come up. I've done things similar to this at women's retreats and things, and, you know, everybody has a different reaction to it, but I always say just have an open mind and let whatever comes through. The whole process is just a beautiful process of letting go of, you know, what no longer serves you and just calling in whatever needs to come in.
Each night will start with the opening ceremony and end with that reflection period, which Bolton explains helps with the flow of creativity.
Yeah, so it'll be the same format each week. However, the beginning will change. Like, I'll adapt the ceremony that we have in the beginning to fit whatever we're talking about, whatever feels good. Like, our intuitive energy, our feminine energy, it just kind of flows, right? It's not like that masculine energy where you have that solid structure. So I'm just going to kind of let it flow.
Another focal point of the circle is connecting back with Mother Nature. Different art supplies will be provided, along with different natural resources like sticks, leaves, and berries. Bolton describes the impact that using different natural supplies can have on the creative process.
Yeah, because we're all connected to Mother Earth. I love honoring Mother Earth, and that's been a big part of my journey. I remember years and years ago being like, can't I just, like, do something with nature? And it's taken some time to evolve and realize that connection that we have to Mother Earth. And this circle is part of that, is really, really taking these objects that we find from Mother Nature and using them to inspire us and deepen our connection. So in the beginning, through the ceremony too, it'll help us kind of grounding ourselves and really connecting and doing visualizations of, like, rooting ourselves into Mother Earth and realizing that we're a part of her. Like, that's where we come from. Like, this is our home. This is all of our home. And just using those objects to kind of connect back to her and use it as inspiration.
Bolton also encourages attendees to bring any objects that are personally inspiring to them. The Women's Sacred Creativity Circles will be held every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. in Room 4 at the Terrace Sportsplex. All ages of women and children are welcome to attend, with no charge. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.